Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, drop me a line. David@fmr.co.za, and of course find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. I frequently get the question, which smartwatch should I buy? And I'm going to tell you up front, this is a bit of a generalization due to the extensive model ranges that you get from the major manufacturers. And let me narrow things down for you. There are, of course, the phone-specific manufacturers like Samsung or Huawei or the like. And if you're in their walled garden, you'll consider those. But if you're a more general user or on an iPhone, you're probably only going to be considering two watches, and that's the Apple watches or the Garmin series of watches. And I'm going to say the answer very much depends on a use case, but let me give you a bit of a cheat sheet on how to get through this. If you're using a watch more for general use, in other words, not for any specific application, often the Apple wins, and I'll go through that. But if you are more on the sporty side, Garmin wins almost every time. First of all, let me go through a few categories. Let's talk about them. When it comes to sleep tracking, the Apple would be great, but when I talk about battery life, you'll understand why many people end up charging their Apple watches at night. And if it's very important for you to track sleep, you're probably better off with the Garmin or with one of the ring type fitness trackers that you get, although they lack on most of the other stuff that you can do. When it comes to exercise and specific exercises, whether cycling, running, gym, if you are not pedantic about these things, either one will do it. But if you really take your sport seriously, there's just no question. Garmin will beat Apple each and every time. It is built really for the sports enthusiast, and you get different models that satisfy different uses. But there are a lot of things that Garmin just does so much better. So on the exercise front, I'm going to give it to Garmin. However, if all you want is a guide on how to do a gym exercise and you want more or less tracking, the Apple will do just fine. It isn't really a problem. When it comes to the screens, I can't comment because the bottom of the line Apples and the top of the line Garmins, it's not apples and apples, but basically the cheaper ones have cheap, horrible screens, and the top of the line Apples and the top line Garmins are equivalent in screen use. When it comes to durability, hands down, Garmin is better. The Apple Ultra does address some of these problems, but when it comes to smashing against rocks, you will rather smash your Garmin against the rock than an Apple. And also when it comes to warranty on the Garmin, on that kind of stuff, you're going to find a little bit better there. When it comes to integration, if you're in an Apple universe, yes, the integration between Apple and Apple and apps is definitely better, but Garmin does the job. However, you have to be aware that integration with Apple is really a two-sided coin, because while it integrates really well, it disturbs a lot as well. And if you are trying to wean yourself off being online all the time, the Apple is pretty distracting. Looks. Personally, I prefer the look of a traditional watch, and Garmin tends to dominate there, whereas the Apple Square look to me just doesn't look like a wristwatch, but I guess this is more in the beauty in the eye of the beholder. When it comes to customization, your Apple is going to be pretty customizable, but the top-of-the-line Garmins do the job as well, with apps going in and out and various things. And while we're on the topic of apps, if you want home automation, Apple's your only choice. Garmin isn't going to do that kind of stuff for you. If you want to answer calls on your phone, Apple's going to be the winner, not Garmin. But if apps is just reading messages or the like, both will do the job just fine. Seeing things, both will do the just fine. But the fact that you can load a SIM card into an Apple Watch, be completely without a device, does give Apple the edge there, you have to admit. And also the idea of two-way communication, much better on the Apple. Some Garmins are starting to get into that. When it comes to falling and safety and the like, and tracking your heart rate and tracking falls, emergency stuff, they both do things a little differently, but both of them are superb. There's nothing to choose there. When it comes to flashlights, I'm going to give Garmin the edge. Although the Apple Watches do have a way of lighting up the room using the screen, Garmins tend to have dedicated flashlights with LEDs that are accessible, but this only on certain models. So again, not exactly exactly clear. When it comes to charging and battery, hands down Garmin every time. If you're on a top-of-the-line Garmin with solar charging, you're probably in the region of 20 to 40 days of battery life, model-dependent and usage-dependent, but certainly no less than 15 days. You basically charge your Garmin when you shower and you don't need to worry about it the rest of the time. The Apple is going to need either long charging every day or long charging every other day. There's no question, there's no getting around that. It is what it is. And this is why the sleep tracking doesn't work that well on Apple. You just are tethered to a charger on a pretty constant basis. You'll notice I haven't talked much about Fitbit, and they've just lost ground to both these brands almost everywhere. There's one more thing that I want to say. If you are on a health package like Discovery, on the Vitality program where you get a free watch if you do all your fitness rings and complete them, then of course the Apple Watch gets the advantage, because while Garmin will be paid for partly by this, an Apple Watch will be paid for in total if you're not getting the very top of the line Apple Watch, almost double the benefit from those. So that is a point in favor of the Apple universe, but that's only if you're on Discovery or the like. The interesting thing is, when you come to high-end users of smartwatch, you'll find many people actually have both devices. They have their Apple Watch for business and during the day, and their Garmin for actual fitness use. But I wouldn't want that for myself. I want one that does everything. And for me, I have to admit that is a Garmin, and that is my bias. Many in my family have gone the other way, though, just as valid. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @daviddondi on most of the social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE. And, of course, the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. FM.